N0TR, W2T. TR, N0TR, W2T. T-Mobile.
W2T, KO4, PXB.
PXB, I can't remember the voice, but I can't remember the name right now.
Does Lloyd sound about right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does, Lloyd. How's things going with you? W2T Mobile.
Yep, doing pretty good. Like I said, I was waiting on somebody to drop a laptop off at 5 o'clock, and then at 5:36, they mentioned that they had an emergency, but didn't. Their boss told me that they had an emergency and they weren't coming. I was like, okie dokie, I'm heading to the house. And then they called back. He called back and said, he asked his boss, how long would I wait for him to clear up that emergency?
You're still waiting. Well, I'm on my way to barbershop rehearsal, so, and I haven't been in two weeks because I was in Michigan last week.
Yes, I'm waiting in my truck on the way to the house. No, like I said, due to the fact that he couldn't give a set time when he was going to have it cleared up, his boss told him, said that he wasn't going to have me wait until he cleared up that emergency, until whenever.
Because I drove down in a little hole over here that I can't get out of, or can't hear when people talk to me in, and I can't get out of it usually. But anyway, well, I guess, so you're on your way home, or are you still waiting around for him to get there?
I am on the way to the house due to the fact that his manager told him when he couldn't give me a set time when he was going to have that emergency cleared up, that he just wasn't going to have me waiting for with no set time.
Yeah, that's about right on things like that. You can only sit around so long unless he wants to pay you for overtime or extra time while he's waiting on you. And I don't think they'd probably like to pay for that. Anyway, well, good to talk to you again, Lloyd. Like I said, I was out of town last week, and now I'm headed to barbershop rehearsal tonight. Then we'll take next week off because it'll be Labor Day. And I had hoped to go to Shelby this weekend, but due to the fact that it's supposed to be in the 80s, it's going to be a little bit hotter than I can stand. So, it's one of those type of things.
Yep, I definitely had a good weekend. Went down to Lake Russell with my wife and kids and camper and enjoyed the time down there. And it was raining a little bit on Saturday, pretty much a good bit, but it was a warm rain. And so I told the kids to get their bathing suits on, and they're going, but we're going to get wet. I said, you're wanting to go to the lake. You're going to be in the water of the lake. What does it matter? There's not any lightning happening or thunder, so we're good.
I understand that. Well, the wife and I had flown to Michigan back on the 15th on that Friday, and we went up there for her brother's 80th birthday party, and that was on Sunday, and we flew back here on Thursday of this past week, so we had, gone a week, but it was a wonderful party up there. There was somewhere between 80 and 100 people that showed up, and the weather was good. We had several days of nothing but rain on Friday. We arrived, it started raining that night. Saturday it rained off and on all day long, and then it started raining again on Monday. But Sunday turned out to be a good day for everything. Over.
I'm glad you had good weather. I was waiting for you to say that it was snowing up there already.
No, not quite. We're getting a better cool down than we are, because since we're supposed to have 80-degree weather for the next few days. But theirs is starting to be in the 70s, and they get down. In fact, one night while we were up there, it got down into the 50s. So they live in the middle part of Michigan, not all the way up in the Upper Peninsula or down at the bottom of next to Ohio and Indiana down that way. So it was wonderful. We got to ride around on. We went out Tuesday and rode around. Went to off and got over on the lake, went to a few other towns up that way and had a good outing, and then we come back to the house, and Wednesday was another rainy day, and Thursday we were lucky it quit raining so we could get out of town, and then we come back into here, and we had a delay of getting out of our airplane because the thunder and lightning storm had just rolled over the airport, so they had shut down all the planes doing any taxiing or unloading or unloading, so, you know, it's what it was. W2D Mobile.
Yeah, that's pretty much the first I've ever heard of them actually shutting down them from taxiing while the thunderstorm. I figured they were already up and moving unloading, then they wouldn't have been a major issue. I guess if they're moving around, they're still a big target. Either moving or sitting still, they're still a big target.
The plane we were on was a fairly good-sized target, too, and so, but they got us down, and they had just started loading and unloading again when we got taxied up to the terminal and got parked. They had us parked over there. They had four planes parked over there waiting so they could start loading and start moving, unloading people and then loading them up so they could get the planes on their way again to where they were going. And we had about a four-hour wait waiting for our plane. We had a plane came out of Chicago to meet us up in Traverse City, and then we were flying back into Chicago. And we originally had almost a four-hour layover in Chicago, which turned in by the time our plane got to Traverse City and flew back, and we got unloaded. We had about 12 minutes to get from one gate, which was way down one area, all the way up to another gate, which was three areas up. And thankfully, a ride got us there in time, because they had just started loading when we got there.
Definitely glad you made it. Like I said, yeah, those airports can be very finicky, where if you don't quite get there on time to check in, then they'll give your seat away.
Everybody pre-checked in, so there was no problem with that. They wouldn't give our seat away until the last minute when they got down to the point of, they were down to the point of just being 5 minutes away from closing the doors and going. But because we had already checked in from the day before we left out of the first place we left. But, it's what happens sometimes. But we made it back and got back into here, and Now I'm trying to catch up on things, because we had a wonderful week up there. Now I'm trying to catch up. We've been running around like chickens with our heads cut off, trying to catch up on things here in town again. So, you know, it's what you do when you do. And well, hopefully you'll be able to get that guy's computer fixed for him tomorrow if he decides to. He's got the emergency cleared up.
Yep, hope so, because not sure how it happened, but he mentioned that before I got here, started doing their IT support for the company, and he's not getting, from what it sounds like, he said he was getting somebody else's emails, and so they wanted me to re-image the computer and set it up all over again.
That sounds like a few hours worth of work.
Yep, the re-imaging takes about 15 minutes. The user setup takes about an hour and a half.
I remember doing things like that before, and that becomes a pain after a while. It can be done if you've got everything hooked up. You're part of a network. It can be done pretty easily, but it's still time-consuming. Oh, well. Well, I'm still learning to play with my Apple computer, because I've gone to Apple because it does better editing for photos and things, and I take a lot of photos these days, more so than I used to take when I was doing photography, so go figure.
Yeah, they are definitely good for that, and the battery life. Yeah, the biggest thing we let them know is that as an IT, that's not our responsibility to make sure everything's in OneDrive. We'll ask them, but we don't have to look and take forever and a day to look through the computers and get everything in OneDrive.
That's what I like about my Apple. It loads things up automatically for me. And what's not on the hard drive on its own and in the setup of the computer is actually on separate drives, because I got my thing does a backup every day of everything on the hard drive, and I've got a 2 terabyte hard drive that I use for nothing but that, and I'll clear it out periodically, the beginning parts of it, to give me more space, but still. And then all the stuff goes up to OneDrive and things like that, so there's always a place for me to go find where things are if I need them and pull them back down. So I try to make sure that happens all the time. And my wife's laptop, it loads up to OneDrive also, so all of that stuff is up there for the two computers.
Yep, that's definitely a smart thing to do. It's like some of the data that's for these machinery and the airplane parts, they can't be, the design plans cannot be put in OneDrive, so there's a secure SharePoint site for all that.
Well, we had a setup like that for when I worked for the Housing Authority, and we had set things up that way so that our master files were backed up to one site off-site. So, because back then, that was before OneDrive became a standard thing, and everybody did that. So, it is what it is. Well, I'm going to be getting close here, and I think you're probably getting close to your arrival place. Good to talk to you again, Lloyd. You have a good rest of the evening, and we'll catch you later. 73 W2 T-Mobile.
I am just down the driveway, so please have a great day. It's KO4PXB.